track six, and more news items. Wildlife haven worth fighting for. A wildlife haven on the outskirts of Newton Abbot, which will form the focus of a high-profile public inquiry this summer, is still worth fighting for, councillors have heard. The future of housing development close to Walborough Fen will be decided at the inquiry in August, with developers saying the Fen is in safe hands, but objectors maintaining that water draining from the site will put rare species at risk. The development is part of the massive NA3 project, which will see more than 1,000 homes built in fields to the south of the town. The Fen is an official site of special scientific interest and the only place in Devon where certain species of plants grow. Devon Wildlife Trust has expressed significant concerns about the development, but Natural England says work can proceed. Councillor Liam Malone raised the issue as members of Teignbridge Council discussed adopting their local plan document. He said he and some colleagues had been elected on the strength of their opposition to NA3, and everything they said would happen to the environment had happened. He had been to the Fen in the past weeks with a water testing kit and found the water to be strongly acidic with traces of various heavy metals not there 2 years ago. The exotic species that existed there are now extinct, he said, adding the requirement for biological net gain from new housing developments was meaningless. But Councillor Jackie Hook said she had spoken to a representative from the Devon Wildlife Trust who disagreed with the extinct verdict on the Fen's wildlife. All the Fen's main features are still there. Some are actually growing. There are many plants in the Fen, and the whole inquiry is about protecting them.
Couple celebrate wedding day at Rowcroft Hospice. A Dawlish couple have married at Rowcroft Hospice, surrounded by close family, friends and staff. The celebration saw Keandra Foote and Jeff Coombs exchange their vows after hospice staff helped organise the special event. Keandra is currently receiving specialist care in Rowcroft's inpatient unit. The Dawlish-based couple, who have been together for 24 years and have three daughters, exchange vows in the inpatient unit's front lounge before moving with their guests into Rowcroft's sanctuary. With planning and support from hospice staff, the space was decorated to create a warm and welcoming setting for their special day. Jeff shared, "It seems like a lifetime ago we first met. I was good friends with Keandra's siblings when we met on a night out, and it went from there. Here we are, 24 amazing years later. We always wanted to get married. Keandra didn't want a traditional wedding. She told me if I was going to marry her, it had to be in Vegas. Our priority has always been elsewhere, spending money on family holidays and travelling with our kids. It wasn't until we came to the hospice that we decided we really do want to be married. The couple chose to keep the ceremony intimate, inviting about 30 of their closest family and friends to share their day. The wedding was coordinated with the help of Rowcroft's social worker, Nikki Monks, who described it as a shared effort to create something truly special. She said everyone deserves their fairy tale wedding, whatever that looks like. This wasn't quite the Vegas setting Keandra had in mind, but we could still make it beautiful and meaningful. Jeff added, "The Rowcroft team have been incredible. Being able to hold the wedding at the hospice has meant so much to us, and it means the world to us to be married. We honestly can't thank everyone at the hospice enough."
Boat towed to safety after running aground. Volunteers from Teignmouth Royal National Lifeboat Institute, the RNLI, were recently called to help rescue a fishing boat that had run aground after suffering engine failure. The Teignmouth Lifeboat crew were paged just after 10 a.m. on Friday the 15th of May to Whitsands Beach area. They swiftly launched the Tynmouth RNLI Claude and Cath, an Atlantic 85 lifeboat, and were soon on the scene. However, a nearby vessel had been able to free the stuck boat prior to the arrival of the lifeboat crew. The decision was made to tow the vessel back to a harbour in Tor Bay. Once the fishing vessel was safely alongside, Tynmouth lifeboat was stood down and returned to station, where it was recovered and made ready for service.
Town Council takes to the streets for annual meeting. There was a bumper turnout of community groups, charities, statutory bodies and representatives of the Town Council on Saturday when the annual town meeting took place in Courtney Street. Among those involved were Newton Abbott Community Transport, Space Youth Service, Citizens Advice and Green Futures, Newton Abbott. Also taking part were Creative Newton Abbott, Newton Abbott Community Shed, Royal British Legion, Newton Abbott and District Co-op Allotment Association, Newton Abbott Museum and Green Newton. The event, organised by Newton Abbott Town Council on behalf of the community, provided residents and shoppers the opportunity to gather information and quiz those in authority. "It's been wonderful," said Councillor Louise Cook. "The people I've met have been so positive about Newton Abbott. I actually met someone from Bristol who comes once a fortnight. They love the town and the feeling of community. And I've just met a guy who said, we must do this more often. So we are, in October." Museum Community Engagement Officer Kate Green asked people to name the one thing that they would make life easier in the town for them. "It's been a real mixture of answers," she said. "But the thing people talked about most is the people and the sense of community in Newton Abbott. And it seems that a lot of people expressed a great interest and added their views on the event."
Police to host community surgery at church. Police will be holding a community surgery in Bovey Tracy next month. Members from the Ashburton and Chudley policing team will be at the Bovey Tracy Methodist Church on Tuesday, June the 2nd. Officers will be on hand to answer questions from 10 to 11 a.m. A spokesperson for the team said, "It is a chance for you to tell us about your concerns, to report crime and antisocial behaviour, and to ask about crime prevention advice, and to ask about tips to keep yourself safe. If you are unable to attend, please don't forget you can report crime on our website. Please be aware that although every effort will be made to attend this meeting, it may be cancelled without notice due to unplanned policing requirements on the day."
Witnesses to Bishop Stainton crash assault. Police are appealing for witnesses and information following a serious collision in Bishop Stainton. Officers were called at approximately 1:30 p.m. to Newton Road on Monday the 18th of May to reports of a collision involving a red Volkswagen Tiguan and a white Yamaha XT660 motorcycle. The motorcycle rider, a woman in her 50s, suffered serious injuries and was taken to Derriford Hospital, Plymouth. The car driver was not injured. The road was closed while an investigation was carried out at the scene. A spokesman for Devon and Cornwall Police said anyone with any relevant information or dash cam footage which may assist the investigation is asked to contact the police via our website.